those stories.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-botted dad to eat more plants. For the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do play, and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioning tuned up or replaced altogether, their Bryant experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
We're ready to go here from the Duck Pond, Raptors Mallard Saturday Night Baseball on WFHR. Antiochum welcoming you back into the broadcast booth for our 57th game together this season. Coley Kilpatrick, the right-hander from Raleigh, North Carolina, and North Carolina A&T to the rubber for the ninth time this season. It's Mason Onati, the left-handed hitting second baseman from Tulane. The batter for Wisconsin Rapids, first pitch misses upstairs, and we are underway. Aiden Teal in the two spot in center field, batting third at third base is the all-star Jorge Degatti. Chris Arroyo cleaning things up as the DH. Walker Buchanan will hit fifth in left field. 1-0, swing and a miss from Onati, count evens at a ball and a strike. 6-7-8. Orlando Lordoy in right, Landon Gaz at first, Cashel Duggar the catcher. And the nine spot is Tracer Lopez at short. Kilpatrick a 3.96 ERA and a 1.32 whip in eight appearances this season. The 1-1 misses away. 1-1 record in 36 and a third innings pitched for Kilpatrick. Has thrown here at home against the Raptors twice and at Witter Field once. One of his two road outings this season in Wisconsin Rapids. The 2-1 delivery foul tip into the glove of the catcher Will Vierling, count 2-2. Defensively behind Kilpatrick, it's Frankie Carney in left, Corbin Dickerson in center, and Charlie Marion in right. Infield, left to right, it's Jake Schaffner at third and Cal Fisher at short. Right side features Shai Robinson at second and Davis Hamilton at first. Fastball on the 2-2 from Kilpatrick, missing outside, a full count drawn by Onati. Last time out, five innings of two-run ball at home against Traverse City on the 18th for Kilpatrick. He allowed five hits, walked two, and struck out five. The 3-2 misses high for ball four. Six-pitch free pass to Mason Onati. Raptors have the first runner of the game aboard. Aiden Teal, a two-hit game in the nightcap against Lakeshore yesterday, scored twice, drove in two runs. This was after his 23-game on-base streak was snapped in the day cap. A .433 hitter is Teal in 26 games so far this summer. It's the Raptor to watch in the batter's box at all times. First pitch swinging, foul tip into the glove of Will Vierling, count 0-1. Teal, 42 hits and 97 at-bats, 8 doubles, 5 homers, 26 RBIs. An OPS over 1,100. Kilpatrick, first base side of the rubber, the 0-1. Swing and a miss, fastball chasing upstairs as Teal count nothing in two. Kilpatrick and Bryson Moore, tonight's starter for Wisconsin Rapids. That was the pitching matchup here on Wednesday, July 3rd at the Duck Pond. It was a 5:35 ball game to begin the second half for each team. It's the 0-2, Teal in the air, left side, that'll find the seats. And that one, Kilpatrick, five shutout innings. Obviously, it was a 1-0 ball game. Five hits allowed, a walk, and five strikeouts facing 21 Raptor hitters. The lone run of that ball game came off the bat of Will Vierling, an RBI ground out to third base. The next 0-2, fouled back to the screen. Teal, Kilpatrick went high with the fastball again. It is a rebrand tonight for the Mallards. They're the Wisconsin Worst. So they're wearing their specialty uniforms. Raptors, the typical road setup, black trousers, maroon tops. Leading off first, Onati being held on by Hamilton. Another 0-2 from Kilpatrick to Aiden Teal. Off speed, hit in the air center field. That is Corbin Dickerson jogging in on it, calling off the left fielder Frankie Carney to make the catch. One down here in the first, the batter is Jorge Degatti. A night off for the Nova Southeastern product yesterday. He's playing now in his 45th game of the season. In the 1-0 loss in the day cap against the Chinooks, Degatti collected a 2-out double to right center field in the first. It was his 5th two-bagger of the season. The seasoned veteran here in a Raptor uniform climbs in on the first pitch from Kilpatrick. Off-speed delivery there for a strike. Degatti, a 302 hitter in 44 games. We've talked about his two seasons as a Raptor, 9 doubles and 3 homers across both campaigns. Not a power hitter, but just finds his way on base. The 0-1 fastball misses high to even the count. Degatti went hitless in the 6-0 victory of Game 2 against Lakeshore. Other than that, is usually good for about a hit per game. Patrick Sedonati takes for second. The 1-1 slapped to the right side. That'll clear into right field for a base hit. Donati goes first to third. Degatti staying on the one bag. It's a one-out single for Degatti. They're on the corners with one away here for Wisconsin Rapids in the first inning. There you go. Said he's usually good for about a hit per game, and he comes through in the very first frame. Chris Arroyo, a golden chance here to give Wisconsin Rapids the first lead of the ballgame. Arroyo serving as the DH here this evening. This is game 20 for Chris in a Raptor uniform. Picked up 2 hits last night. Scored the game's first run, or at least drove in the game's first run for the Raptors. An RBI triple in the first inning. First pitch breaking ball from Kilpatrick to Arroyo catches the back door. Count nothing and one. It's Walker Buchanan on deck. Orlando Lordoy to follow. Good lead from Jorge at first base, the 0-1. Fastball missing downstairs, count evens at a ball and a strike. We'll go through the Mallards 1-9 when we get to the home half of the first inning, as well as having an extensive talk about tonight's starter for the Raptors out of the University of Virginia, Bryson Moore. Back here against these Mallards tomorrow, not here, but back on these airwaves against Madison. We'll be at Witter Field for the first time in over a week. And time called. A pitch clock violation called on Kilpatrick, so the count is now 1-2. That was the crew chief Jeremy Brooks. The third base umpire here today over at first base is Ryan Starks. Henry Schmolwitz calling the balls and strikes behind home plate. The 2-1. Off speed, ripped on the ground, foul down the first base line. It's a 2-strike count here on the Raptor cleanup hitter. Royo 4 doubles. That triple yesterday at Moonlight Graham Field was his first of the season. Go with a pair of homers. The 2-2 delivery from Kilpatrick. This is up and away, full count drawn by Arroyo. Kilpatrick in danger of loading the bags here in the first inning. In terms of the Raptor pitching for this evening, it was on that game on July 3rd here at the Duck Pond, Bryson Moore to Nick Paulson. Supposed to go that exact same duo here today. Each through 4 frames a few weeks ago. 3-2, fastball on the outside corner. Got him looking. Big strikeout for Kilpatrick. 2 down in the first. It'll be up to Walker Buchanan. Climbing into the right-handed batter's box here. Game 34 for Buchanan in Rapids. 276 hitter thus far. Played in just the nightcap yesterday at Lakeshore. Went 1-for-4, drove in 3 runs. Scored a run himself in the ballgame. Kilpatrick set, first pitch to Walker. Fastball fouled away down the first base side. 5-game hit streak for Buchanan entering tonight. An easy choice for Kirk Schreider to write in the Jupiter, Florida native into his lineup card. The 0-1 runner takes off, breaking ball called a strike, and a pump fake to second has Onati hung up between third and home. And as Mason's trying to break for the plate, he gets out of the baseline. No tag needing to be applied there by Will Vierling. Raptors leave one on. They send 4 to the plate, so it'll be 5-6-7 in the second frame. Buchanan will get a fresh count. We head to the home half of the first. It's Bryson Moore time here from Warner Park. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from Foster.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swift Water Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Trey Robinson leading off the ball game for the Madison Mallards. Bottom one, Warner Park on WFHR. Bryson Moore, the starter today for Wisconsin Rapids, firing a first pitch fastball up and in for ball one. Andy Ockham for Rafters Radio back on WFHR. Thanking you so much, as always, for spending your Saturday evenings here with us and the Rafters. 1-0, Robinson in the air, right side of the infield. It is Landon Gaz, the Rafter first baseman, to squeeze it tight for the first out. Defensively behind Moore, a couple of his Virginia Cavalier teammates in the outfield. That's Walker Buchanan in left and Aiden Teal in center. Orlando Lordoy is out in right with Jorge Degatti at third and Tracer Lopez at short. Right side of the infield features Mason Onati at second base, and just mentioned Landon Gaz, the UC Irvine Anteater, playing first tonight. It is Cashel Duggar to do the catching for Moore. Outing number six as a Rafter for Bryson Moore, through five appearances, a 2-1 record, and 18 and two-thirds innings pitched. First delivery from Moore to the left-handed hitting Jake Schaffner is called a strike. Moore, an ERA under 3.5 at 3.38, a whip of a 1.07. Last worked four innings a week ago today at Witterfield against the La Crosse Loggers. Count 1-1 on Schaffner, four innings of work against La Crosse last week for Moore. Three hits allowed, three runs, one of which was earned. He walked two and struck out two, facing 19 batters. 1-1, tapped on the ground, right side, charging in the second baseman. Onati fields cleanly and throws to first in time. Two up, two down here for Bryson Moore in the home half of the first. It was his second start as a Rafter here against Coley Kilpatrick on Wednesday, the 3rd of July, to begin the second half. Moore went four innings here at the Duck Pond, allowed three hits, one earned run, the only run of the ball game. Did not walk a Mallard and struck out five on the 15 he faced. Three of Moore's five outings so far this season, he has punched out five hitters. Davis Hamilton in the three-hole for Donnie Scott this evening is the first baseman. First pitch to him, in there for a called strike. The Corbin Dickerson on deck, serving as the cleanup hitter and center fielder for Madison this evening. The 0-1 misses downstairs. In the five-hole in left field is Frankie Carney. Cal Fisher will bat six and play short in the bottom third, all left-handed bats for Madison. Will Vierling, the catcher, Dawson Holkoff, the designated hitter, and Charlie Marion, the right fielder. 1-1 pitch lined into center field. It'll drop down in front of Aiden Teal for a base hit. Two-out single for Davis Hamilton. First hit of the ballgame for Madison. Corbin Dickerson out of the University of Louisville playing in his 40th game of the season here today. Thus far in 142 at-bats, 36 hits, good for a .254 average. Yesterday in the 7-3 win at home over Rockford, Dickerson 1-for-3, collected a long ball and drove in three runs. First pitch to Dickerson, misses for ball one. It was a series split here at home against Rockford. The Rivets taking game one on Thursday, 3-1, and yesterday 7-3 Madison. Raptors coming off a 2-2 split at Lakeshore. 1-0 pitch hit on the ground. Second baseman Mason Onati gobbles it up and throws to first in time. Bryson Moore faces one over the minimum here in the first. He allows a two-out single to Davis Hamilton, and he's left on the bags. We head to the second inning. Here from Warner Park, nothing-nothing the score for Raptors baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents, kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
The president ends his re-election campaign.
And the civic media team led by Todd Albaugh and Terry Bell brings you the breaking news.
After days, if not weeks, of advice to pull out of his re-election campaign.
President Biden releasing this letter, quote, "I believe it is in the best interest for me to stand down."
Real news and great conversation.
You can count on it on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Five, six, seven for the Raptors here in the top of inning two from Warner Park. Nothing, nothing to score. Coley Kilpatrick back to the mound. Andy Yochum returning to you live here on WFHR. Games 11 and 12 against the Mallards this season, the next 2 days, and it's the last time Wisconsin Rapids will see Madison this season. It's not possible for these two clubs to meet in the playoffs because Wausau clinched the first half of the Great Lakes West Division. Therefore, only one of these two teams can make it out of the second half. We're hoping it's the Raptors, and a lot of it has the opportunity to happen at home after today. 13 games left in the regular season. 9 of them are at Witter Field. First pitch of the inning from Kilpatrick to Walker Buchanan. Rolled over on the ground, left side, sprawling out. Jake Schaffner, the third baseman, gloves it and throws to first just in time. One pitch, one out for Coley Kilpatrick. A 5-3 put out of Walker Buchanan begins the second inning. Orlando Lordoy, a returning left rafter from last season, getting his crack here in game 5 of the campaign. He played in all 4 of the Lakeshore games over the last 2 days. Kilpatrick's first pitch to him. Off-speed missing downstairs for ball one. Lordoy, 2-for-12 in that series at Lakeshore. Scored 3 times. Collected his first RBI last night as a Raptor. Went 1-for-4. The 1-0 fastball right in there for a called strike. Landon Gaz on deck, then it's Cashel Duggar. Kilpatrick's 1-1. Fastball ripped right back up the middle on the ground and through. Third hit of the season for Orlando Lordoy, a one-out base knock here in the second. Some good speed on the bases for Landon Gaz. Gaz getting a lot of time at first base as of late. The Moore Park, California native, now playing in his 19th game as a Raptor. Went 2-for-4, a double and an RBI, a run scored last night against the Chinooks. Righty on righty battle, first pitch from Kilpatrick to him, goes off speed and it's there for a strike. Gaz hit his second home run of the season in the nightcap of Thursday at Moonlight Grant Field, a two-run jack. Part of a three-run top of the fourth inning. 15 on the clock, plenty of time for Kilpatrick to work with. A long pause for the 0-1. Fastball dotted on the outside corner for a called strike. It's nothing and two. This will be the first nine-inning game the Raptors have played post-All-Star break. Four consecutive seven-inning battles. It's just one game and one game only per day the rest of the way, barring any other changes from Mother Nature. 0-2, tap back to the mound. Kilpatrick loves to second. That one in and out of the glove of the shortstop, Cal Fisher. There's no play to be made anywhere. Everybody is safe. There are runners on first and second with one down here in the second inning. Down is an E1 on Kilpatrick. Runner in scoring position for Cashel Duggar. Castle Pines, Colorado native, now playing in his 28th game as a Raptor, a 310 hitter in his first 84 at-bats. Played in both games of the doubleheader yesterday. Duggar came in the top of the seventh of game two, struck out swinging to end the ball game as the third hitter due up in the home half of the seventh. And the day cap went 0-for-2 in that 1-0 loss. In the day cap of Game 1 at Lakeshore on Thursday in the 4-1 victory for Wisconsin Rapids, an RBI for Cashel. He reached three times, a multi-hit game for the UCLA Bruin. He was 2-for-3 with a run scored. Out on second, Lordoy, Gaz on first. The first pitch to Duggar. Breaking ball misses the top of the zone for ball one. It was Duggar that grounded into the game-ending 4-6-3 double play back on Wednesday the 3rd. They had runners on the corners to the Raptors with one down. Duggar had beaten out the throw to first, would have tied the ball game and have forced extras. Is the 1-0 delivery dunked into left field. It's down for a base hit. Lordoy getting the wave around from third from Chris Wilsey. He slides in safely to home plate without a throw. Raptors strike first here tonight. An RBI single the other way from Cashel Duggar. Duggar's 13th RBI of the season and his 27th hit. Moves Gaz to second base. Tracer Lopez out of the nine spot for the Raptors, stepping in now. First pitch to him, swinging away, fouls it down the third base side. Lopez played in three of the four games at Lakeshore. Both games on Thursday came in as a substitution later on in game one. Got two starts. Went a combined 2-for-7 with three runs scored against the Chinooks. Kilpatrick's 0-1. This is upstairs. Backpick attempt to first to try and get Duggar is not in time. Lopez 11 RBIs on this season. An OPS just under 700 through 28 games at 693. He's slugging 302 and getting on base at a 390 clip. Top of the order for Wisconsin Rapids in the on-deck circle, that's Mason Onati. The 1-1. Off-speed missing up and away, count now two balls in one strike. Lopez, the beer batter here tonight at Warner Park. Plenty of Mallard fans in attendance that would love some discounted beverages from the Raptor shortstop. The 2-1. Fastball missing upstairs. Three balls and a strike now on the Rosebud, Texas native. Patrick in danger of loading the bases here. A run on three hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. No runs, a hit, and an error for Madison. Kilpatrick to throw his 35th pitch of the ball game right here with five on the clock. A 3-1 fastball fouled straight back by Lopez. Count now full. Bryson more efficient in the bottom half of the first inning. Faced one over the minimum, just threw 10 pitches. He'll get the 5-6-7 spots in the Madison order when we get to the home half here. The 3-2, breaking ball, misses the zone for ball four. Borderline call. It'll be Henry Schmielwitz giving the good fortune to Wisconsin Rapids. Lopez's 6-pitch free pass to load the bases and flip the card back to the top of the order with Mason Onati. Gaz on third, Duggar on second, Tracer on first. Onati a 6-pitch walk an inning ago. Chance here for Wisconsin Rapids to put up a crooked number in the top of the second inning. First pitch driven in the air, center field. Dickerson jogging back, camping underneath to make the catch. Gaz tagging, as is Cashel Duggar. Everybody is safe. It is a sacrifice fly for Mason Onati, and it's 2-0 Wisconsin Rapids. Productive trip to the plate there for Mason. They're on the corners with two down for Aiden Teal. Teal a fly out to his center field counterpart, Dickerson, an inning ago. Teal in the left-handed box, a dozen on the pitch clock. The first delivery from Kilpatrick is a breaking ball that misses upstairs. Rafters have a chance to go 5-1 against the Mallards at home this season. 105 first pitch tomorrow. Maddox Thornton, the projected starter for Wisconsin Rapids on Hornswoggle Day from Winterfield, as a 1-0 fastball misses outside. But here, and I'll say it multiple times throughout the broadcast, in pursuit of their first win at Warner Park this season, drastic road and home splits against these Mallards. 4-1 at Winterfield, 0-5 here at the Duck Pond. 2-0 Rapids, top two, both runs in this frame so far. The 2-0 to Teal. Speared on the ground, softly hit left side of the infield. Gloving is the third baseman, Schaffner. He'll throw to first in time to retire the side. Not before. The Rafters send seven to the plate and score twice. RBI single from Cashel Duggar and a sack fly from Mason Onati gives them the first lead of the ball game. Bryson Moore to the hill with a lead here in the home half of the second inning on your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM. 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org.
Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom two, it is Rafters 2, Mallards nothing from Warner Park on WFHR. Lefty, righty, lefty, 5-6-7. Do it for Madison here in this home half of the second inning against Rafter right-hander Bryson Moore. Andy Ockham for Rafters Radio back in the Warner Park press box. Game 57 of our 70-game slate this summer. First pitch to the left fielder Frankie Carney misses outside for ball one. Bryson Moore, an efficient first inning, 10 pitches thrown. The 1-0 fastball misses the zone as well for ball two. Carney from UC Irvine, college teammates with Rafter first baseman Landon Gads. 25 games this season for Carney. He's a 272 hitter in 81 at-bats. The 2-0. Fastball missing low and outside. Three balls, no strikes, the count on Carney. No home runs yet for Frankie this season. He's driven in 17 runs, collecting four doubles. The 3-0 fastball misses the outside corner for ball four. Four-pitch walk to Carney to begin this home half of the second. Cal Fisher, a returning Mallard, steps into the right-handed batter's box. Was an all-star last season with Madison in 36 games. 305 hitter in 25 contests so far this summer for the Deerfield, Wisconsin native. Fisher, a two-homer game yesterday against Rockford here at home. Had a bobblehead night as well here this season. Prior to the first pitch to Cal, a pickoff move from Bryson Moore over to first base. Rafter is a two-spot in the top of this second inning, sending seven to the plate. Cashel Duggar, an opposite field single to left to bring in the game's first run, and then it was a Mason Onati sack fly to center field that put us at the score we have right now. After Fisher, it's Will Vierling and Dawson Holcup. Moore set going third base side of the rubber out of the stretch. Leaning off first, Carney does not take off as the first pitch slider to Cal Fisher misses low and away. Coley Kilpatrick, two innings of work, 40 pitches thrown in his fourth start against Wisconsin Rapids this summer. Three of the four being here at the Duck Pond. Deep breath from Moore. The 1-0 fastball fouled straight back to the netting. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Rafters looking to start a new winning streak after having their five-game streak snapped yesterday at Moonlight Graham Field, part of a doubleheader with Lakeshore. Pickoff move to first, not in time. Frankie Carney was caught napping there for a minute. It was a tight move from Moore. Landon Gaz thought he had his college teammate out at first base. Instead, we'll stick with a runner on and a 1-1 count. One won the count, eight on the clock, another move to first. No tag applied there, that throw misses high from Moore. Carney's getting a healthy lead off the first base bag. He is a threat to take off at any point in this battle. Eight on the clock again, the 1-1. Fake steal from Carney to second, that fastball misses inside of the right-handed hitting Fisher. Rafter right-hander looking to avoid putting two on to begin this frame. The 2-1 delivery swung on and missed into the glove of Duggar. Count evens two balls and two strikes. Frankie Carney's got happy feet off first base down there. He is ready to go at any point in this battle. We'll see if he gets the green light from Donnie Scott here on the 2-2. Another pickoff moved over to first. Carney was barely off the bag on that attempt. It's a beautiful night for baseball here in Madison. I feel like I say that on every broadcast, but it is true. This is about as picture-perfect of a night in terms of weather that you can have. The 2-2. Carney goes for second, swing and a miss. Duggar's throw down to the two-bag. Not in time. Carney in head first safely. It is a strikeout of Fisher, but a runner in scoring position now for Madison. First strikeout of the ball game for Moore, and the batter is Will Vierling. Vierling, one of three catchers on this Madison roster. Jacob Schroeder, Dawson Holcuff, the other two. Holcuff now on deck as the team's DH here tonight. Vierling from Mequon, Wisconsin, just where we were yesterday. 237 hitter in 27 games on the season. Righty on lefty battle. Moore looks back to second twice. The first pitch to the Madison catcher misses high. Vierling collected a long ball in the opener of that Rockford series. Thursday night, that 3-1 loss drove in the lone run of the ball game. Five home runs on the season, 17 runs driven in as a total. The 1-0 dotted on the outer black, called a strike count now 1-1. One ball, one strike the count. Moore comes set. Lopez holding on the runner at second. Another fastball and another called strike on the outer edge to make it 1-2. Bryson Moore looking for a couple punch-outs here in the second frame. Big leadoff second now for Carney as the 1-2 home. Breaking ball in there for a called third strike. Bryson Moore pulls the string, two down here in the second frame. And the batter is the University of Cincinnati product, Dawson Holcuff. The 6'4 catcher from Edmond, Oklahoma, playing in just his second game in the Northwoods League and with the Mallards this summer. Made his debut yesterday, drawing a walk and collecting a hit in three at-bats against Rockford. Climbs into the left-handed batter's box here. First pitch breaking ball from Moore, misses low and inside. It's a four-pitch walk to Frankie Carney to begin this inning that has him out on the two-bag right now. Stole second base on a swinging strikeout of Cal Fisher. Wisconsin Rapids will bring up the 3-4-5 spots when we get to the top of the third. That's Degatti, Arroyo, and Buchanan. 1-0 fastball swung on and missed to even the count. 91 on the gun there from Bryson Moore. Moore on the season made his debut toward the end of the first half at Fond du Lac, Friday the 29th. Three innings of one hit, one run ball for the Fairfax, Virginia native. 1-1 back to the heater, and it's a called strike on the outside corner. Most earned runs allowed for Moore in a start or an appearance this season at Kalamazoo on the 15th of July. Monday night game that was a 7-6 win from Homer Stryker Field for the Raptors. Allowed three earned runs and 4 2/3 innings of work. One ball, two strikes to the count on the 8-hole hitter Dawson Holcuff. On second is Frankie Carney. The payoff is fouled straight back. Other than that, one earned run per outing for Moore. Last Saturday against La Crosse, the 8th of July at home against Wausau. Here at Madison on the 3rd and at Fond du Lac on the 29th. On his 6 appearances this season, 4 on the road, 2 at historic Witter Field. Another 1-2 here to Holcuff from Bryson Moore. Nobody holding on the runner at second, the payoff. Breaking ball. I'm going to say that hit Holcuff. Caught him right on the elbow. Bryson Moore, not a fan of that call from the home plate umpire, Henry Schmielwitz. But it'll put 2 on with 2 away for Charlie Marion. Charlie Marion, the Franklin, Wisconsin native from Madison College, playing in his 29th game of the season. He's a 2-22 hitter and 99 at-bats. Went 0-for-4 yesterday with a strikeout against Rockford. First pitch from Moore. Fouled straight back. Count begins 0-1. Marion did not play in the opener against the Rivets on Thursday and had played in the final game before the All-Star break on July 20th here at home against the Kokomo Jackrabbits on the 5-4 victory. Moore set the 0-1. Fastball missing upstairs to even the count. One home run this season for Marion. That came at Wisconsin Rapids on June 7th, his second game with the team. That ended up being the 6-2 victory for Madison on a Friday night at Winterfield. The 1-1. Fastball missing low and inside for ball two. Carney on second, Hocuff on first, top of the order, Shy Robinson in the on-deck circle. Down in the count is Moore looking to battle back. Marion making contact on the 2-1. It's fouled away down the third baseline to even the count at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Two to the count, two aboard. Rafters lead it 2-0 here in the bottom of the second inning, the beginning of this home-in-home series with the Madison Mallards. Rice and Moore looking for 3 strikeouts in this frame. 13 on the pitch clock. The right-hander comes set, peers back to second, not once but twice in the 2-2 home. Breaking ball got him swinging. Rice and Moore out of the jam, leaving two on the bases. We are through 2 innings of play here in the state capitol. It's Rafters 2, Mallards nothing on your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 a.m, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through 4 generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
3-4-5 to lead off the top of the third inning here from Warner Park. Holy Kilpatrick, the right-hander remaining on the mound for Madison, is the first pitch to Jorge Degatti, fouled away down the first base side. Andy Ockham for Rafters Radio, back on WFHR. After tonight, we will be 57 games through our 70-game slate this summer. The 0-1 breaking ball from Kilpatrick misses low and away. 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. No runs on a hit and an error for Madison. The sixth and final time these two teams will be playing here this season. 1-1 breaking ball hit in the air, right field. Coming in on it is Charlie Marion to make the catch for the first out of the inning. Chris Arroyo serving as the Rafters DH and cleanup hitter in this ball game. The next batter. Chris went down looking against Kilpatrick to end the first inning. Bryson Moore, 2 innings of work, 33 pitches. The Virginia right-hander had to throw 23 in the second inning to get out of a jam. First pitch in the righty-on-lefty battle, fastball missing upstairs. Buchanan on deck, then it's Orlando Lordoy. 2 runs for Wisconsin Rapids, both in the top of inning 2. As Kilpatrick ready for the 1-0. Goes off speed, and it's there for a called strike. RBI single from Cashel Duggar and a sack fly from Mason Onati. giving the Raptors an early lead. The 1-1. Fastball missing high for ball two. The 2 weeks from today is the final regular season game. That's at Wooder Field, August 10th. The Green Bay Rockers are in town. That'll be the second of that series. 2-1, hit high in the air, deep right field, forget about it. A no-doubt solo home run for Chris Arroyo. His third of the season puts Wisconsin Rapids up 3-0 here in the top of the third. That is the first home run hit by a Raptor this season at the Duck Pond. And it's a loud sound off the bat of the Virginia commit, Chris Arroyo. He has Cavalier teammate Walker Buchanan to follow suit. He's 0-for-1 in the ballgame, led off the previous inning with a ground out to third base. Arroyo had hit one over that Johnson Financial Group Club sign in right field during batting practice today, and that obviously doesn't carry a whole lot of weight, just BP, but ball jumping off his bat. This is the first time he has been here at Warner Park this season. First pitch breaking ball from Kilpatrick to Buchanan, missing low for ball one. 1-0 delivery hit in the air, right field, chasing during the Raptor bullpen, unable to make the catch down there is Marion or Hamilton. Count evens. Elordoy and then Gaz. And for Chris Arroyo this season, all three of his home runs have come away from Wooder Field. His first at Capital Credit Union Park. Hit one as well at Copeland Park 6 days ago on Sunday. He won one to Buchanan, shot in the air right field. It's Charlie Marion out in front of the warning track to make the catch. Two down in the third. Orlando Lordoy scored a run a frame ago. Base hit with one out. We get to the home half of this third inning. The Mallards will send their top of the order to the plate. Robinson, Schaffner, and Hamilton. Another run on the board for Bryson Moore. First pitch breaking ball in the outside corner to the left-handed hitting Lordoy is called a strike. A lot of action for Lordoy at Faulkner this past season. 46 starts was an over 300 hitter. The 0-1 misses downstairs to even the count. The 1-1. Fastball ripped on the ground the other way. That's past the diving Jake Schaffner into left field. 2-for-2 is Orlando Lordoy. Raptors keep the line moving here in the top of inning three. Landon Gaz reached on an error last inning and later scored. First pitch to Gaz, foul tip into the glove of Will Vierling. Out of the stretch, the 0-1. Swing and a miss, nothing at 2 on the UC Irvine Anteater. Is Duggar on deck, Lopez to follow. With an 0-2 pitch coming with Lordoy on first. He takes off for second. This one misses the zone. Throw down from Vierling is in time. Lordoy caught trying to steal second base, so Landon Gaz will have a fresh count in the top of the fourth inning. Raptors plate another on a big swing of the bat from Chris Arroyo. A solo home run in this third inning, his third of the season, makes it 3-0. We head to the home half. right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom three, it is 3-0 Rafters here from the Duck Pond on WFHR. Top of the order, do it for the Mallards here in this frame against Bryson Moore. First pitch to Shai Robinson, a slider, and this is low and outside for ball one. And Yakum back on Rafters Radio, WFHR locally. Grown Radio, your one-stop shop for all 70 games here this summer. The 1-0 ripped in the air down the left field line. It is foul. Three runs on five hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. No runs on a hit and an error for Madison. Chris Arroyo's third home run of the season. A solo, no doubt, jack over the right field wall in the top of this inning. 1-1 fastball painted on the inside corner for strike two. Robinson began the ballgame offensively for Madison in the home half of the first with a pop-out to Rafter first baseman Landon Gatz. Moore back to the slider on the 1-2, misses low and outside. Robinson from Illinois State University. He's the only player or coach to be ejected from a game at Witterfield this season. He's thrown out arguing balls and strikes back in the first half. 2-2, breaking ball from Moore, misses low and outside, a full count to the sophomore infielder. 38 games for Robinson this season. He's a .285 hitter and 137 at-bats. 0-for-3 against Rockford in game one of that series a couple of days ago. 3-2, fastball on the ground, back up the middle. Lopez to his left is able to snag it and throw to first in time. It's a 6-3 put out of Robinson, the first out of this third frame. Jake Schaffner, a household name here in Madison, the next batter in the left-handed batter's box. The North Dakota State product, 39 games so far this season, is a .362 hitter. Grounded out to Mason Onati over at second base back in the first. More out of the windup, first delivery. Fastball right on the inside corner for a called strike. Schaffner, both games in the Rockford series he played in, went 1-for-6 and scored a run. That lone knock coming in the opener Thursday night. 0-1 breaking ball, just missing the back door out of the hand of Bryson Moore. It is 1-1. Schaffner brought a 3-game hitting streak into the series finale yesterday. The 1-1 pitch chopped on the ground over to short again. Tracer Lopez very active this inning, as he fires a dart across the diamond in time. Two up, two down, both ground outs to short here in the third. Davis Hamilton will look to extend this inning for Madison. He a Sun Prairie, Wisconsin native, a college teammate of Jake Schaffner at North Dakota State. Hamilton, a two-out single back in the first inning, has the lone hit for the Mallards in this ballgame. Just completed his 50th game in a Mallard uniform this season last night. Went 2-for-5 with a run scored. The first pitch from Moore in there for a called strike. Third season as a Mallard for Hamilton, played in 13 games back in 2022 and 47 games last summer. Back to the fastball, Moore misses low and away. Hamilton hits in his last four games.